Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have fog in the area and 65 degrees. A grand send-off in Arizona for Charlie Kirk.
It was a mix of sadness and strength here at a packed football stadium in Glendale, where Charlie Kirk was remembered as a hero of patriotism and faith, whose mission supporters say will carry on beyond all of our years.
I know I speak for everyone here today when I say that none of us will ever forget Charlie Kirk. And neither now will history.
President Trump, following Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica, who in a powerful moment said that she forgives her husband's killer. She now carries the torch, saying that Turning Point USA's college campus tour will continue as planned later this month. In Glendale, Arizona, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A man is dead and a woman injured after being hit by a vehicle Saturday night in South Wichita.
It happened around 11.07 p.m. in the 1900 block of South Southwest Boulevard. When Wichita police officers arrived, they found two injured pedestrians, a 26-year-old woman and a 32-year-old man. Both were transported to a local hospital where the man, identified as Joseph Cox of Wichita, died from his injuries. Police say they have identified the driver involved, and once the investigation is complete, they will present the case to the Sedgwick County DA's office for potential charging considerations. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police are investigating a shooting that occurred Sunday morning in the 1300 block of South Topeka. A 62-year-old Wichita man arrived at fire station number 2 with a gunshot wound to his leg. The victim was hospitalized with serious injuries. Police quickly located the suspect nearby, a 43-year-old man, as he attempted to flee on a bicycle. He was taken into custody and booked into the Sedgwick County Jail. Police say the suspect and victim were involved in an argument over property when the shooting occurred. Multiple people were shot early Sunday in Indianapolis. Fox's Charles Benberry reports.
In total, we have about 7 people that have been shot or that were involved in the shooting so far. So what officers have told us, when they arrived here on scene, they saw 5 victims who all sustained injuries that were consistent with gunshot wounds. They did try to render aid to at least a couple people. 3 were transported to the hospital, but unfortunately, they did pronounce that 2 victims did die. They did receive a report that a person walked into a local hospital with gunshot wounds, and then another victim actually walked into a fire station. Both had injuries consistent with gunshot wounds.
Police say at least one person of interest was detained. Senators continue to look for common ground to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month.
Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine said after each side of the aisle rejected the other's government funding proposal, it's time for a serious discussion to keep the federal government open.
The leadership has reached out to President Trump and said, let's sit down this week and figure this out. President Trump last night said he was open to doing that.
Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall said his party's interest is not in raising the deficit.
We want to keep the government open and work towards a balanced, responsible budget.
Both were on Fox News Sunday. The current resolution funding government expires September 30th. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. We do have fog and 64 degrees. One person was in critical condition after an accidental shooting in East Wichita Saturday evening. It was at an apartment complex in the 2900 block of North Woodlawn. And police say the shooting was accidental and self-inflicted. The Pentagon is rolling out new rules for reporters to abide by or they'll have to leave.
Prudential journalists who want to cover the Pentagon are going to have to sign a pledge promising to refrain from reporting information that's not been authorized for release. That includes unclassified information. Another rule highlighted by War Secretary Pete Hegseth on X, reporters no longer have permission to roam the halls. He said reporters have to wear a media badge and follow the rules or go home. The Society of Professional Journalists objected, calling the rules alarming. In a statement, they said the new rules are a dangerous step toward government censorship. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A top Senate Republican joins a push to raise the retirement age for pilots.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz urging President Trump to support international efforts to raise the mandatory retirement age for pilots from 65 to 67. Reuters reporting on a letter from Cruz, who chairs the Senate Commerce Committee, ahead of this week's opening of a UN aviation meeting in Montreal. Cruz also reportedly floating the possibility of abolishing a pilot retirement age. Congress rejected a push to raise the age in 2023. International rules prevent pilots over age 65 from flying in most countries outside the U.S. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. Well, the biggest thing is the traffic conditions because we've got some pretty heavy fog out there. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport reported at only a quarter mile. And looking at the traffic cameras in the areas, it's a little bit better in some areas, but it also looks pretty heavy out there. So again, this morning, just be extra careful. Visibility is an issue. We've got some pretty dense fog out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Areas of fog this morning will give way to a mix of sun and clouds. Another warm day with a high of 83. Southeast winds 5 to 15. Showers and storms arrive after 10 o'clock. Severe storms are possible, but the main concern will be heavy rain into Tuesday morning. Overnight low 65. Off and on showers on both Tuesday and Wednesday with much cooler temperatures. Expect highs in the lower 70s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And we have fog now, 64 degrees, south wind at 3 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday morning. Good morning, Ted Woodward. Good to have you aboard. Partly cloudy day across south central Kansas. Sunday, Wichita's high temperature was 80 yesterday. Normal high, 82. This is, again, September 22nd on this date in 1995. The mercury in Wichita fell to 32 degrees, the earliest freeze on record for the city. And, yeah, this is the first day of autumn, I believe.
Yep. Well, I'm glad we're not dealing with a freeze tonight.
No kidding. That'd be awful.
The fog is very nice.
On this date, 249 years ago, 1776, Captain Nathan Hale said his famous last words, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." Just before he was hanged for spying behind enemy lines on a mission for George Washington's army. Nathan Hale. Interesting story about the Pentagon and requiring reporters to sign a pledge that they won't report, that they won't do their job, and so that it's asking you to sign, but asking you to do something legal so that they can do something illegal. That's the most ridiculous thing
that doesn't sound good.
I have ever heard. That is absolutely ridiculous. The Pentagon is responsible for spending hundreds of billions of dollars of your money. Somebody needs to keep an eye on them. But the clown who's in charge doesn't understand it. I'm not talking about Mr. Trump right now. I'm talking about the guy, and he came up with this corny, stupid idea. And I hope there's a backlash. That's ridiculous. All right, let's see here. North Carolina man scored a $130,000 jackpot from a Cash 5 lottery drawing just days before his 40th birthday. Clinton, North Carolina resident Corey Hamilton told North Carolina education lottery officials he stopped at the Handy Hugo's on Southeast Boulevard in Clinton, bought a quick pick ticket for the Tuesday night drawing. Hamilton scored a $130,000 jackpot. A lot of money.
That'll help.
See what else I got in here. Okay. Yeah, looks like I got some rain in the forecast. Got a couple of interesting birthdays to talk about a little bit later. I'm going to hold them back a little bit. But again, if you heard the news, two more pedestrians run down by vehicles. Two more at the same time, same incident. One of them died. It just goes on and on.
It just happens every day or two.
Every two or three days, we get a pedestrian run over by a car and it's down. Maybe somebody should, I don't know what you could do
maybe
about it.
Maybe somebody should what?
Study it or figure out what's going on there. Maybe there's a pattern in those accidents. That'd be a police department to figure out what that is. Anyway, you and I have seen it. Pedestrians, I don't think are paying as close attention as they should. A lot of times we'll see them out there overnight and early in the morning running around all dressed in dark clothing, so hard to see.
And they're in the street, obviously, getting hit by cars, and there's a sidewalk 5 feet away.
Yeah.
But yet they're in the street.
Well, it seems to be something that's becoming quite a trend in our city. Okay. Hey, over the week, I tell you one thing I saw yesterday. Shelly and I were rolling out west to visit my daughter and my granddaughters and on West Central between Mays and 119th, full-grown deer carcass on the side of the road.
Ouch.
Yeah, this thing, is this that time of the year? Must be when they start running again. So watch out for that. There's a traffic thing. You don't want to jump into a deer. So, yeah, you've seen them in her neighborhood. You see them every now and then, but there was a full-grown carcass out there. Let's see what else. I wanted to tell you about Shelly usually gets up on Saturday, not terribly early. She gets on the internet to her sister in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And they chatter away for a couple, 3 hours.
Oh.
Well, her sister, Tara, wasn't available Saturday. So Shelly said, I have a craving for a chocolate donut. Would you please go over to West Street and get me a chocolate donut? And that new donut shop over there.
Remember Crispy Donut?
Whoa. So I said, okay. So I went. I don't know. Going to be nice to her for a change. I went in there, Ted. And I got her two chocolate donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I also say this kind of a croissant or something up here that's got cheese and ham in it. Oh, yeah, one of those. Yeah, let me try one of those. Then I look over here, and there's a croissant that's got my favorites, almonds and cream cheese.
Get it.
I took that home, too.
See?
That was outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
I have a new favorite. The people in there are, you know, everything's organized, everything's tasty, everything looks great, and they looks to me like it's a family, great
people. That place
is
the best.
Great people, and it's over there on West Street.
Yep.
I don't know what time they opened. Anybody know when they opened?
4 a.m.
4?
Yeah.
Are they open that early? Really?
Yeah.
There are other people in this world who get up early and work for your benefit out there, other than just good old Steve and Ted, huh?
Well, there's an online, a local food blogger here who just ran a poll of Wichita's best donut places, and it won.
Crispy won, yeah.
Yep.
Is there another one, or is that the only one?
There's one at Harry and Hillside.
Okay. So you guys are East Siders, but you know about the one on the West Side. Okay.
Well, that's where they started, was the one on West Street. Now we got the one on Bill, in Southeast Wichita, too.
They got an outstanding store over there.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
6:16, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS on a Monday morning with Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right, last night, Kansas City Chiefs in prime time for football action, visiting the New York Giants, team that the Chiefs had never won a road game against the Giants in franchise history. So we're talking about 66 years, yeah. Talking about decades and decades. And after you watched the first half last night, you thought, well, maybe they won't win this one either. It was, the first half was brutal. But the Chiefs did get things finally going in the second half of the game. Of course, you heard the whole thing last night. Mitch Holtis had the call right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Chiefs go empty again, 3-by-2. Third down and 3 at the Giant 5. 9-6 Kansas City. Mahomes barks out an audible. He brings Kareem Hunt in motion to him. Now he pump fakes right, throws for the end zone, and the pass is caught! Tyquan Thornton, touchdown! Kansas City, Tyquan Thornton with the TD on a 5-yard throw by Mahomes, and he threads the needle for the first Chiefs touchdown of the game.
Yeah, after field goal, field goal, field goal, you're, the Chiefs ever going to score a touchdown? Well, they did, and they got another one later in the half, and it was not pretty. But the Chiefs do get the road victory in New York. First win for the Chiefs in about 8 months.
The Chiefs will be 1-2 with the Raiders and the Broncos. And a 2-game lead, as you mentioned, for the Chargers. One more snap. The two teams coming out to midfield to shake hands. Many will also kneel in prayer. But the Chiefs have won this game. Final score, Kansas City 22, the New York Giants 9. And for the first time ever, the Chiefs have beaten the Giants on the road. The last team, the Chiefs, have to check that box, which they did tonight in beating the New York Giants. They've now beaten every team in the NFL on the road at least once.
The Chiefs defense holding the Giants to 1-for-10 on third down conversions.
Ooh.
So the Giants weren't moving the ball all that great. And meanwhile, the Chiefs were back to more like we used to. The Chiefs were 8-for-15 on third down conversions. So the Chiefs had not done that well in the first two games, but they sure did last night. All right, so the Chiefs get the win, 22-9, the final score. And here is, after the game, comments from Chiefs coach Andy Reid.
Here with head coach Andy Reid. Coach, wins are tough. Well, I've always heard you say that. How big is it to get the first one?
Yeah, it's tough, especially when you're 0-2. You know, it's always good to get the first one. This league, there's so much parity. You saw today we had an opportunity to, you know, see all the stuff going on today. But every win's a battle. But my hat goes off to my guys for hanging together. That second quarter was hard to watch. Mm-hmm. But the guys, you know, they rallied around it, came out and played a better second half.
Which they did. All right, the Chiefs get the win. Monday Night Football tonight. We'll wrap up the week in the National Football League. It's a good matchup. The Baltimore Ravens hosting the Detroit Lions. Both teams are 1-1 on the season. The Ravens are a 4.5-point favorite at home, and coverage of Monday Night Football begins at 6 o'clock this evening, and that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Chiefs fans may take a little bit more note of this one because that is the next opponent for the Chiefs, the Baltimore Ravens. That game will be Sunday afternoon in Arrowhead. So Ravens have to play on a short week. They have to play Monday Night Football tonight, and then they visit the Chiefs on Sunday afternoon. Let's go to Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals played their final home game of the season yesterday up at Kauffman Stadium. 33,000 showed up for the big finale at home. And the Royals were going for a 3-game sweep over the top team in the league, the Toronto Blue Jays. Didn't happen. The Blue Jays won that game 8-5, snapping a 4-game losing streak. And the Royals are now, once again, right back even, 78-78 on the season with 6 games to go. The final off day of the season is today for the Royals as they will travel out to the West Coast. Of course, you heard the Royals and the Blue Jays yesterday over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Happy birthday today to Ken Aspromonte, 94 years old today. Ken was the first ever manager of the AAA Wichita Aeros baseball team in 1970 and 1971, affiliate of the Cleveland Indians. And then he went on to manage the Indians for 3 years in the 1970s. The former the first ever manager of the Wichita Arrows, Ken Aspromonte. It's his birthday. He is 94 today. And happy birthday to my dear mother, who is celebrating today as well. Big sports fan. Happy birthday, dear mom, as she will be celebrating here on a Monday, the continuation of maybe a birthday weekend for her.
Happy birthday, Mahela.
Yay! There yes, you go. Sir. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring pepperoni pizza that's topped with sliced, cubed, and deli-cut pepperoni. Pepperoni is now available in a lunch or full size at Wichita Brewing Company. That's pizza and beer made here. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, proud to serve veterans that served our nation. And that's located in northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Working too much could be bad for your health. Really? That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on this Monday morning. Protesters lined the streets Sunday outside Wichita's local ABC affiliate, Cake, voicing their concerns about the network's decision to pull Jimmy Kimmel's late-night talk show off the air. It's important to note that although ABC removed the show, the Wichita affiliate is owned by a different company, which was not part of the decision. Kimmel was suspended by ABC and its parent company, Disney, after pressure from the FCC following his comments about the death of Charlie Kirk.
And that fallout continues following comments that Kimmel made about the alleged assassin of Charlie Kirk. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul appeared on NBC's Meet the Press.
You can be fired for not being popular also. I mean, this is television, for goodness sakes. You have to sell sponsorships. You have to sell commercials. And if you're losing money, you can be fired. But the government's got no business in it, and the FCC was wrong to weigh in.
President Trump denied accusations of pressuring the move.
A man from El Dorado suffered serious injuries in a crash on the Kansas Turnpike.
The crash occurred at 12:10 p.m. Saturday in Sumner County on the southbound exit ramp at mile marker 19. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the driver, 69-year-old Michael House, was driving too fast to negotiate the curve, and his motorcycle crashed into the grass. Mr. House was transported to a Wichita hospital for his injuries. Troopers report he was wearing a helmet. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Authorities in New Hampshire provide an update on a deadly shooting at a country club on Saturday.
New Hampshire Attorney General John Formella discussed the man in custody for the shooting at the Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua. His name is Hunter Nato.
A Nashua resident. He's a former employee of the club.
He was heard yelling Free Palestine during the incident. Nato will likely face a count of second-degree murder with more charges to follow. Formella also said Robert DeCesar was the club patron killed in the attack.
Mr. DeCesar was just having dinner with his family at the country club, and his life was tragically taken.
Two other people were shot. Four more were injured. Formella said Nato will likely be arraigned this week. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Car experts are reminding motorists to keep children in the back seat safe while providing some tips on how to accomplish that.
It's Fox Wheels.
It's Child Passenger Safety Week, and a reminder that motor vehicle crashes remain a leading cause of death for children in the U.S. Over 220 kids younger than 13 killed in 2023 in car versus pedestrian and bicyclist situations. 559 children died as occupants in car crashes. Many of them could still be here.
Almost half of those 559 kids who died inside the vehicle were unrestrained.
Jessica Jermakian at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says we know how to keep kids safe, that it's a matter of doing it.
Make sure their kids are buckled up on every trip, no matter how short, to keep your kids safe.
IAHS urging seatbelts and proper restraints for children based on size, age, and height. Also saying that while numbers are alarming, that child deaths in car crashes have been cut in half over the last couple decades because of advances in safety. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manosso, Fox News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Areas of fog this morning will give way to a mix of sun and clouds. Another warm day with a high of 83. Southeast winds 5 to 15. Showers and storms arrive after 10 o'clock. Severe storms are possible, but the main concern will be heavy rain into Tuesday morning. Overnight low 65. Off and on showers on both Tuesday and Wednesday with much cooler temperatures. Expect highs in the lower 70s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now we have fog. South wind to 3 miles per hour. 64 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up this Sunday, Open Streets ICT Douglas. Sunday, the 28th of September, this will be 12 to 4 p.m. It's a free community event. It opens up 3 miles of Douglas Avenue from Grove to Glen by closing it to motorized traffic for walking, biking, skating, socializing. 5 activity hubs with live music, family activities, and more. Food trucks, street vendors, performers along the route. Visit OpenStreetsICT.com for details. And appearing at Open Streets Sunday will be Steve and Ted. That's right. So come up and say hi. How about that?
Yeah, find us somewhere on that three-mile stretch.
3 mile stretch.
Find Steve and Ted.
Something where there's free things to eat, probably. Coming up about an hour from now, we have Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu will be with us this morning. On a Monday. Let's see here. Today is the...
Wait. Don't be promising people free things to eat.
Okay.
They'll show up to us and go, oh, where's the free food?
No, if there are any, then Ted and I will probably be there at that point.
Okay.
All right. Never mind.
No promises.
Never mind. No promises. No free food. Okay. 22nd day of September, on this date, 50 years ago, 1975, Sarah Jane Moore failed in her attempt to assassinate President Gerald Ford. Less than 3 weeks after a member of the Manson family tried to take him out. Moore was sentenced to life in prison, but they let her out on parole in 2007. Two women tried to shoot this man, who many say was the nicest fellow who ever walked into the White House. And they're trying to kill him. Go figure. And I think both of these people had some problems.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we got the Annals of Improbable Science announced this year's slate of Ig Nobel Prize winners, including researchers who painted cows like zebras and a team who analyzed the pizza preferences of lizards. 35th First Annual Ig Nobel Prize Ceremony held Thursday evening in Boston and featured Nobel laureates handing out awards for scientific research that makes people laugh and think.
Yeah, I assume that's part of the joke.
Yeah.
They call it the 35th First Annual.
Yeah. This year's Literature Prize was awarded posthumously to William Bean.
Okay.
For persistently recording and analyzing the rate of growth of one of his fingernails over a period of 35 years.
Oh, well.
Valuable.
And apparently that killed him.
Valuable scientific information.
For doing that for 35 years.
The psychological prize went to Martin Zajankowski and Gillis Gignac, who analyzed how receiving high IQ scores relates to temporary state narcissism. In other words, if people tell you you're smart, you think you're better looking, I guess. That's this year's nutrition prize. Awarded to Daniel Dendy, Gabriel Segnabato, and Roger Meek, and Luca Lizelli. They determined rainbow lizards at a seaside resort in Togo prefer 4 cheese to other varieties of pizza.
Right. So it took 4 people throwing pizza on the ground to figure
that one out.
Which one the lizards liked best.
That is the Ig Nobel Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Or Ig Nobel Awards. And the Virginia Orchard officially captured the Guinness World Record title for the heaviest peach by growing a fruit that weighed in at 1.83 pounds.
Wow, that's a lot of peach.
A lot of peach. A lot of fuzz. The Childs Peach Orchard in Crozet said peach pickers harvested the massive fruit earlier in September and suspected it could beat the world record, which stood at 1.8 pounds. They beat it.
That's a lot of cobbler right there.
That is one big peach.
Hello.
6:39, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The cash cattle trade was slightly higher in Kansas and lower in Nebraska last week. The cattle complex closed Friday with triple-digit gains. Live cattle had 3 to 4 session highs, while the feeder cattle had 3 to 5 session highs. The past week, the choice box beef has dropped over $30 to the downside. Friday's cattle and feed report was near the estimates and is neutral to slightly positive. Yesterday, Mexico confirmed a new case of screwworm less than 70 miles south of the U.S.-Mexican border. At the close Friday, we saw December live cattle $1.57 higher at $235.72. October feeders up $2.30.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
7 cents at $3.54.10. In December, lean hogs down 7 cents at $87.62. Well, most of the wheat, corn, and soybean contracts were near or made new lows for the week back on Friday and closed negative. Now, last week, the December KC wheat lost 8 cents. December corn lost 6 cents. November soybeans lost 21 cents for the week. We've got downside across the grain boards this morning. December Kansas City wheat's down 3 3/4 at 503.5. December corn down 3.5 at 420.5. November soybeans down 11 1/4 cents at 1014.25. November crude oil, 41 cents lower at $61.99. December gold, $54 higher at $3,759.90. December S&P down 22 points at 6,700. December dollar index, 16 cents lower at $97.11. And December Dow Jones futures, 173 points lower at 46,478. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Love for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866 Go to Tom.
Tracking the progress of the old screwworm heading in this direction, huh?
Yeah, it looks like it's just probably going to be a matter of time when it actually crosses the border because it's getting closer all the time.
Yeah, I saw a photo of a screwworm on TV a while ago.
Did you?
That is one ugly worm right there. You know, yeah. Worms aren't the best looking things in the world anyway. But
No, they're not.
That one's almost made me sick. Farm Safety Week. How about that?
That is right.
What's the biggest hazard on farm? I know the kids are sometimes get hurt, but what's the biggest hazard, do you think, on a farm?
Boy, I don't know off the top of my head what is the biggest hazard. One that I don't think we sometimes think about is working around animals.
Yeah.
You know, you stop and think about the size differential between a human and a horse or a human and cattle.
Yeah.
And it's very easily get hurt, you know, and you sometimes, you know, you work around the same cattle for sometimes and nothing happens. And next thing you know, one of them decides they want to get a little bit frisky with you. And so that's one thing I don't think a lot of people think about. They think about machinery more than they do animals.
Yeah, they want to rub up against that fence, but you're in between them. So
that's right.
They could be. Anyway, Farm Safety Week, and appreciate your time this morning, and we will talk with you tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with the K&SS Commodities Update. Tom Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker on the way. What is a money market? We're going to find out.
Well, hopefully we find out.
We will. Don Grant on the way. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS, 647 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Kansas City Chiefs notched their first victory, 22-9 over the New York Giants.
Two.
Vehicle hits pedestrians in South Wichita, killing a man and injuring a woman.
One.
Thousands attend memorial service for Charlie Kirk in Arizona. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
As the traffic volumes pick up, just be aware, traffic conditions out here this morning, pretty foggy. We've got that dense fog advisory. It's going to go on until about 9 a.m. this morning. And visibility at Eisenhower National Airport at last check, still at only a quarter mile. So just be aware, visibility may be problematic this morning. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Morning fog, then mostly sunny today with a high of 83 degrees. 60% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 67. Then for Tuesday, 80% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 76 degrees. Now fog, 64 degrees. South wind at just 3 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. State and local officials will face some tough decisions on how to protect your online data after funding for a federal agency providing cybersecurity was cut.
Fox on set.
Who will pay for your cybersecurity? Most people haven't heard of the Multi-State Information Sharing and Analysis Center, but it plays a key role partnering U.S. Homeland Security with state and local governments to tackle cyber threats and cyber crime. But the center lost its federal funding this year, and experts say the impact will be quite big. Orange County, California Sheriff Don Barnes.
I don't have any discretionary money to invest into these systems. So without that investment through the congressional level, it just creates a gap.
The center's funding agreement with the federal government ends September 30th. After that, it will switch to a subscription-based model, but not everyone thinks that will be sustainable in the long term. And Homeland Security grants are disallowed from being used to pay for this service, putting taxpayers locally on the hook. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Wall Street closed out the week on a winning note Friday.
Another record day on Wall Street with the major averages notching record closes as investors continue to process the Fed's first rate cut of the year. And after President Trump said he completed a call with China's President Xi and President Trump saying that they made progress on issues on trade and the pending TikTok deal. Shares of Dow member Apple rose 3% after the latest generation of iPhone devices became available at Apple store locations worldwide. Shares of Google parent Alphabet rose over 1% and hitting an all-time high. The Dow winners, Apple, Amgen, and Microsoft, the Dow decliners, Chevron, Disney, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 173 points, the Nasdaq higher by 161, S&P 500 up 32. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
What is a money market? Don Grant, CFP, is here to tell us about it, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Hearing the term money market, many people think it's akin to a bank deposit account that pays interest. Well, money markets generally do pay interest on investments, but there are several other differences and a small amount of risk involved when utilizing a money market. A traditional savings or checking account is insured by the FDIC up to a certain limit. That's about $250,000 per account. It's kind of hard to explain how that breaks out, but we'll get into it a bit. Even if the bank were to fail, your money is secure. Bank accounts also provide easy access to your funds, making it, you know, a reliable place for emergency cash or everyday spending. The trade-off is that interest rates on those accounts are usually very low. Money market funds, on the other hand, invest in very short-term, high-quality debt securities, like bonds. They aim to maintain a stable value and provide higher yields than bank savings accounts. They are not insured by the FDIC. That means there is some degree of investment risk, however small. In rare cases, the money market may do what's called busting the buck, meaning that its net asset value falls below $1 per share. This happened during the 2008 financial crisis, when a few funds couldn't maintain that $1 price. While regulations have been tightened to reduce the chances, the risk, however small, still exists. So which is better? If safety and liquidity are your top priorities, a bank account might be the way to go. If you're comfortable with a little more risk in exchange for potentially higher returns, a money market fund can be useful as a tool for short-term investing. Ultimately, the choice depends upon your goals, whether you value absolute security or whether you're seeking a slightly better return for idle cash. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Don?
Yes.
Today begins my favorite season of the year.
Oh, okay.
Autumn. Today is the fall equinox. Astronomically, it's the day when the sun crosses the celestial equator heading south.
Okay.
Thus, the fall and spring equinoxes provide Earth with roughly 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness. Even Steven, huh?
Okay.
And another blazing hot summer after a blazing hot summer, the first day of fall signals cooler weather. This is going to be pretty nice today. Fall is my favorite
There's
time of the year.
Fog out there. I agree. Fall, it's, I think, my favorite, too. It's contemplative weather. You know, it's still kind of, you know, kind of warm or at least moderate.
Here in South Central Kansas, October will be the prettiest month of the year.
Can be.
You will be. Count on it.
Okay, count on it.
Put it in the bank, okay?
Bank it, baby.
How about those Chiefs going out there and beating the Giants in New Jersey?
That's a good thing.
Ted, what's your take on the game? I mean, I could only watch for about a quarter, but it looked kind of iffy for a while there.
Once again, it's not a very pretty or exciting performance, but it's in the win column.
Yeah. You only got to figure
finally
out. You don't have to do it pretty, just get it done. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So we'll have the 20. The next game is, coming up this, Sunday?
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. All right.
Back at Arrowhead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge, There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Gotta love it.
Back home in the friendly confines. All right, Don, how are you going to celebrate first day of autumn today? You going to go out and rake some leaves or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, actually, I did that yesterday. I got to it. It was finally dry enough I could get out and mow my lawn. It was about 6 feet high. So yeah. It was, no, it wasn't
yard
that high.
Right, but
and it felt good to get out. It was nice. It was a nice day. Nice. Yeah.
Very good. All right, gentlemen. I say hi, happy birthday to Ted's mom. Mahala's having a birthday.
Happy birthday, Ted's mom.
Yeah.
That's great.
She's probably listening right now. She loves Don Grant, doesn't she?
She does.
She listens every day.
I'm sure she's...
How about that?
She tunes in just for my segment.
Just for Don, yeah. She wants to know what to do with all that
Ted's
money.
Mom turns
all that
in
money
just
Ted
for
gives
me.
Her every week.
Exactly.
Yeah, she finds out what the cattle market is doing with Tom Leffler, and then she stays around for Don Grant.
Right. She's got to learn about those screw worms.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Screw worms. All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning. Big memorial service for Charlie Kirk out in Arizona. We have that story. A suspect held in South Wichita shooting. Those are the stories coming up top of the hour, 7 o'clock. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.